Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Do you know what? I'll just stick her on because she'll be happy there. And I'll give her back to you then. You can do the burping.
Oh, sweetheart. I know, pet. I know. It's an awful life.
Oh, look at her.
Look at her go.
Hello. Oh, she looks like Craig.
She looks a bit like Ricky Gervais.
Stop it. All babies do. Sweetheart.
Welcome to this week's episode of our podcast where we talk all things telly with me, Claire,
and me, Rebecca. Each week we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching, as well as discussing what's caught our eye from the world of pop culture.
We'll also be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so that we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love you to tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV. Claire.
Rebecca.
We always, you know, every episode nearly starts with me going, Claire! Exclamation mark.
It was like a surprise that I'm here. Hello.
It's Claire.
I swear to God, I'm not stalking you and you do know I'm coming.
Claire, I wasn't prepared for your arrival. How are
Mother
you?
Of two, Rebecca.
Mother of two. One attached to me currently.
I know.
Oh, our first podcast guest.
Mm-hmm.
Should I apologise in advance for any sound effects?
No, she's excellent. The sound effects will just get everybody broody.
Oh, God. Apologies for that, if that is the case. How are you doing? How is your Christmas break? God, can you believe it's nearly February and I'm still asking you about Christmas?
I know, because I was actually thinking this little lady was a month old at the weekend.
She was. She was. I know. So she came 2 weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. She made it before the new year. You know, I had this thing in my head. I said it to Craig that I would divorce him if she arrived on New Year's Eve and I opened my eyes and there was a cameraman in my room. Those poor, you know, those first babies of the year on the 9 o'clock news. It would be my worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, you know that my cousin gave birth to her daughter on the 1st of the 1st, 2000?
She was definitely on the news, was she?
Oh, she was, yeah. And she was just allergic.
Oh, could she say no?
Her husband loved it, though.
Of course he did.
And they were all in the local papers and she just hated it. She hated every minute of it.
That's my worst nightmare.
And you know, I still manage to forget her daughter's birthday every year. But actually, so she came on the same day as your TV show went out.
This is true. So that was the Life of Sean. Did you watch it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, it was cute,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
Absolutely loved it. And I'm so dim because I was messaging you during it. And I, do you know the reason I thought you weren't getting back was just because I thought that everyone was messaging you and telling you how gorgeous the show was.
No, I was sweating in a labour ward.
And and then you said, oh, I had a really good reason. And you did all these like hatched eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still didn't get it.
I had a really good reason. I was making an omelette.
Yeah, yeah. I was busy in the kitchen.
Did I then sell
a
follow-up?
I think you sent it out for me then.
Share your location, Hollis Street.
What the hell I was thinking, or not thinking, as the case may be.
But you had a nice Christmas.
I had a gorgeous Christmas, yeah. We went away.
What was that like?
It was really, really chilled. Oh. I was like an absolute antichrist before we went, because I hadn't really fully considered that I was trying to prepare for Christmas 10 days earlier.
Gifts and everything.
Gifts and running around, dropping off wine and stuff to people and all that. And I hadn't packed. And I didn't get out of work, home from work the night before until 8 o'clock. And I had no packing done. There was no food in the house. I had a crisp sandwich for my dinner.
Yum.
And I was going, never again. Yeah. Never again. Everything else. And it was around the time when everybody was kind of like sleeping in airports because...
Oh, God, okay.
Everything was cancelled and delayed. Yeah. So I didn't know what to expect. Everything worked like clockwork. I highly recommend going away.
Okay.
Loved it. It just all worked out really well. The weather was gorgeous. Really nice temperature. That was a revelation for me as well.
Mm.
I'm not great in the heat. And we go to South France.
So what was the heat?
23.
Did we say where you were? We were
in Lanzarote.
Yeah, 23 is ideal.
It's really nice. Yeah.
Oh, I'm delighted you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really did.
So did you, you missed a lot of Christmas telly?
I did. Well, I did. But I think I recorded a good bit of
that. What did you watch? The anything that is your, you like, do you presume you watched Home Alone with the kids?
No, because we've watched that so many times and they won't watch it anymore. But we got BBC, actually. So I was able to watch Strictly right up until the end, which was brilliant.
You love it.
Loved it. Did you watch The Traitors?
No, but you know what? Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, we only got into it at the end. Okay. And it was really good. If it comes back,
BBC,
it will come
it?
Back. Mm-hmm. What did you watch over Christmas?
Oh, do you know what? My head wasn't really in it because I was so pregnant. But I did watch
a
couple of Die Hards and Home Alone.
Still love Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
I know.
Yeah, me and Hugo watched it together last Christmas. And it's so good.
Yeah.
Yippee, motherfucker. Close your ears.
Beep. We probably won't get away with talking for Christmas for too long. But another thing I did want to talk to you about was, we were talking last week, and on the day that you texted me, you had collected Isla from school, mm-hmm. and it gave me some really strong, being a teenager, off from sick memories, watching rubbish telly. And you know what it was I watched when I was off sick from school?
What?
Was the American chat show stuff. So Oprah,
yes,
Ricky Lake,
yes.
Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Were you into those?
Yeah, Jerry Springer more so. And
the more drama, the better.
More drama. No, I did love all those, actually.
What else? What other ones were there? Because I only had the Irish channels, or the free channels, we'll say.
Yeah, so there's what do you call him as well? Dr.
Phil. He was later, in my mind.
Ellen. Was she later as well? She was 20. She's 20 years there, wasn't she?
But Dr. Phil had a segment on Oprah, I think.
Ricky Lake was the big one, really.
Oh, stop. Go, yeah. Ricky. Go. Oh, Ricky, it's so bizarre. Right.
Oh, I know we're talking about telly, but it's kind of loosely related. Did you read Spare?
Okay, I haven't read it, but I feel like I don't need to read it. I've heard so much about it.
Yeah. I decided that I was going to read it because I just thought, I'm not going to be one of these people who gives out about it. No, but who gives out about it without having read it.
Okay, I'm dying to hear your thoughts.
Well, it was very well written because it's the same writer as Andre Agassi's.
Oh, okay. That's apparently one of the best.
I know.
Biographies.
I've heard
of
that
all time.
So much for years, and that's the best book.
I think it's one of Craig's favourites.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah, he loves it.
Somebody else, a good friend of mine, loves it as well. And I've heard loads of people saying they love it. Anyway, so it was really well written. And I really liked it.
Okay. Have we talked anything about them for a while?
Well, I know
your stance.
I watched. Well,
Go on.
I haven't done a like a 180. But I've definitely got more compassion towards the pair of them. And I watched everything. I watched the Netflix. Actually, we watched that when we were away.
I stopped watching the Netflix. I just found it really boring.
It was boring. But I still had a better kind of... I definitely had more compassion for the pair of them.
It wasn't well received, the Netflix documentary. It got such hatred.
Through the British media.
Well, where I saw it all was... on things like TikTok, people were just slating it and picking apart every single thing and debunking or trying to debunk and stuff. It's just, I don't know.
Now, the book is very, very much, you know, he doesn't really see the other side of anything too much.
Okay.
But I think he was so conditioned to hate the British media and anyone who was in alliance with them or in cahoots with them, and I suppose there was a lot of trading between the royal family and the press, and he really loathed that.
And what about the thing with his brother?
So the thing that was, I suppose, very insightful for me was that the media used to have, and I would have been absolutely guilty of this, thinking that they had such a good relationship until Meghan came along. And that the three of them, you know, Kate, Harry and Will.
The Fabulous Three or whatever they used to call them.
Well, the Fab Four lasted about a week, I think.
The Fabulous Three.
The Fabulous Three. That brain's really
you
working.
You know, that really catchy phrase.
More like the Tricky Three. Harry and Kate and Will, there was this, you know, they were such good friends.
Were they not?
No, they actually had were leading very separate lives. So they were kind of rolled out together for certain,
right,
you know, events and royal engagements. But actually, they weren't really in each other's lives very much at all.
Okay.
So that was interesting. So, because I was thinking about everything that he's lost, and I still think he has lost a lot, and I don't know how there's a way back.
I don't, yeah. But it does William come out of the book looking really badly?
Look, I think if there was a book written about any of us, we could come across looking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suppose...
Not you, Bevan.
I suppose there isn't, you know, you're not seeing William anymore through the lens of this really altruistic guy,
yeah,
who's really calm and even-tempered, who's a real advocate for mental health. That certainly isn't the way.
But if anybody wrote about their sibling, wouldn't they come across
it, that's it. And I don't think that he... Not everything he writes about William is bad.
Okay. Because you see, I've only heard this really sensational stuff.
But I think William probably did enjoy Harry being in the kind of, in the clown role.
Okay.
And what was really interesting was Harry always, from a very young age, like in his early 20s, always wanted to meet someone and get married and settle down. He craved that
security. That's tough. There's no doubt about it. They have had a really bizarre and tragic life.
Really bizarre.
Does he talk about his Uncle Andrew at all?
He vaguely mentions him.
I guess
Some of it isn't really believable. So like he says it the first time, one of the first times Meghan met the Queen, and his cousin was there, Eugenie, I think, but also this man who kind of helped the granny, the Queen, out of the room at one stage.
Yeah.
And Meghan said, who was that man? With your grandmother, was he your helper? And it was his Uncle Andrew.
Okay.
And then he wrote clearly she hadn't been reading the press. So I don't know. I mean, that some of it's a bit unbelievable.
Yeah.
But he's totally smitten with her.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it does all work out for them, and I hope he ends up finding peace and happiness.
Yeah, of course.
He's carrying a lot of anger. But a lot of it was just, a lot of the anger was justified. You should read it. I mean, you read it in no time. Like it's 400 pages, but their chapters are short.
Big text. Pictures?
Actually, I read it.
Any pictures?
No. No, and I thought that was nice as well, because it was like...
Oh, because again, pictures are the thing they're rallying against.
Yeah. He had a picture at the start of each chapter, and it was just something very simple.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. But there's a real sadness throughout the whole book.
Yeah.
One of the saddest things is that, like, until his mid-20s, he really had convinced himself that his mother just disappeared.
Oh, God, I heard that. Yeah, he's a sad enough character, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. A lot of drug taking, huge amount of weed and different substances, really, and a lot of alcohol. But always just feeling a bit displaced, really. Even when he came home one Christmas, there was nowhere for him to sleep. He ended up sleeping in the servants' quarters, like it. You know, he kind of was always sort of, should be Harry's grand, you know.
Okay.
It'd be like the bachelor brother in an Irish family who's like kind of expected just to take whatever bed's given to him kind of thing. And,
What it was, it's hard to equate that to then the royals, where you're thinking, surely there was a bed or a couch or,
like, I know. Yeah, it's interesting. And how happy he was in the army. So happy to be involved and having a purpose.
Have you been watching anything? Oh, Bevan, have you been watching anything of note recently?
Oh, I'm obsessed with something.
I wonder if it's the same thing that I've just watched.
Oh my God, but I'm obsessed with this. Like, this is the first thing I've binged in
years.
Oh,
come on, tell me.
Yellowstone.
No, but I've heard of it. Go on.
Oh my God, Rebecca, it's amazing.
Where can I watch it?
On Paramount.
Okay. Paramount, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not what
but
I
But RTE have it as well.
Ah.
So you might be able to get it on the player.
Okay.
It's like The Sopranos.
Yeah.
On horseback. And even though the whole ranch is a big part of the story, it's not like, you have to love westerns to love it. It's fabulous. The female characters.
Who's in it? But I know anyone.
Kevin Costner.
Oh. This is why people are talking about fancying Kevin Costner again. Okay, yeah.
Kelly Riley.
Who's she?
She's been in loads of British stuff, but maybe not as a character that you would...
Okay. Instantly know.
Yeah. She's beautiful. first episode or maybe even the first two episodes, I found her a bit annoying.
Okay.
But now I'm just totally obsessed with her and her clothes. So she is a, she's got a business. She's a job, although she comes back to the ranch to live. So she is a combination of like really cool dresses with cowboy boots, leather jackets.
Okay.
And
what age is she?
Cardigans. In it, she's in her 30s.
Okay. Isn't the fashion in a series so important?
Oh my God. Sure, like the Zara's gone mad with the cowboy boots. Mm. And
oh yeah, cowboy boots are everywhere.
Cowboy boots are everywhere.
Is this playing a role part?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Oh, Rebecca, you have to get into it.
I really do. I've been looking for another series because what I watched, now, I don't know, maybe you've seen this, so it's called Firefly Lane.
No, but did you talk to me about this before?
I don't think so, because I only kind of stumbled across it on Netflix. It's easy going.
It sounds like a Leanne Moriarty thing, but no.
It's Katherine Heigl, execs and stars.
Okay.
And also, what's her name? She was Elliot in Scrubs. Sarah Chalk, did you watch Scrubs?
Not really, no. And what's the premise of it?
So it's kind of like, you watched This Is Us, didn't you?
Yes.
You know the way that was kind of non-linear, we were jumping back in time. Similar kind of a thing. These two girls who've been best friends since, I think, early teens or maybe even pre-teens. No, they were teenagers. And it's following their friendship really is the whole spine of it.
That sounds great.
But it's really complex and they're complex and they've got their own traumas and difficulties and quirks and, you know, destructive traits, like a really kind of a female skewed series.
That's really good.
It's easy watching at times. Some of it's a bit like, but it's American. A lovely watch. It's American. Okay. Yeah. And again, it's Katherine Heigl, who hasn't been around for a long time. Do you remember she left Grey's Anatomy and then was kind of,
she was kind of maligned a bit in the press.
She was.
She said she was difficult.
And yeah, exactly.
But it's so funny now. I take all that now. It's so hard to kind of decipher what is real now and what is someone just being strong. Who knows?
I know. And that's changed a lot in the last decade even. I was like 10 years ago, a woman who was difficult or balchy. I hate that word. That's the one that's always thrown around for women who are kind of outspoken. But that's what I think you might like.
Oh yeah, and you know, I'm always looking for something. If Roger's doing something and I want to watch something, I go, what'll I watch now that he wouldn't be interested in? And it can be hard to kind of find. Actually, on that note, I did find something else that I started watching that he wouldn't be a bit interested in, but you might.
Go on.
Ginny and Georgia.
So it's on my list. But I did see it's a teen drama, is it?
Do you know, it's got two parallel. It's really got two protagonists, Ginny and Georgia. One's the mother, but she's only in her 30s.
Oh.
And Georgia's the mother and then Ginny's the teenager. And she had Ginny when she was 15.
Mm-hmm. This is giving me Lorelai and Rory vibes.
A little bit, yeah. So she, except that the mother in this had murdered, robbed, you know.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like kind of heavy, it's a comedy, but there's kind of a lot of heavy issues in it.
Okay, I will check that out.
So for the daughter, it's like a coming of age. And then the mother is just trying to find stability, but really has got this kind of crazy side to her. So,
okay.
But it's good. It's good.
I love an old mother daughter.
Yeah. Were you big into
The Gilmore Girls? When it came out initially, I definitely watched every episode. But then as I grew older, it really started to annoy me. Just, they talk too quickly.
Yes. And Lorelai talks very quickly.
Yeah, did you love it?
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing. And I used to always think, oh, that'll be lovely now for Isla and I watch together. And she was, And then she feckin' went off and watched it all on her own.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
Did she?
Yeah, she loved it.
She was obsessed. So it stayed the generations, like as the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, she was totally obsessed with it. What else are you watching now at the minute?
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think so.
Love Island?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm up to date because today's Monday. Mm-hmm. But you'll have seen when you walked in, I was trying to catch up. My recording didn't record the end of Friday nights. Yeah, they were playing some sort of Truth and Dare.
Okay. So did you see the bit where... So let's go through it.
Okay.
So who have we got? Let's do the boring ones first. Kai... And
who's Kai? Oh yeah, God, I forget he's still there. The teacher.
Oh my God,
he doesn't get any screen time.
Is he a teacher?
Oh, he is a teacher.
Oh God, help us! God help us! Is he a teacher?
Yeah, he's a teacher.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
I know. Do you want to do some burping, Claire?
Yeah.
It's your gift.
Oh my goodness! Hello, you've been so good. so good. Oh, my sweetheart. My. Oh.
She's roasting.
Oh, will I take off her wee cardigan?
No, yeah, I mean.
She's okay. Yeah. So. Yes, yeah, so Kai, very boring.
Who's he coupled up with?
He's with Tanyelle, and I'm falling totally madly in love with her.
She's Kardashian alike.
Yeah, but she's just kind of no sort of bullshit, sort of a chill kind of a
feel like I know her well enough to be falling in love with her.
She's just sort of coming into her own, and that she doesn't like, there's literally no BS there. She's just kind of truthful and,
okay.
You know, she's kind of saying, look, if his head turns, his head turns, and that's it. You know, like, let him go off.
I find it hard to really like them because they're so confident, probably. But you know, all the way
Yeah, but all that bravado kind of falls away after a while. Yeah,
maybe they're kind of made to do that by the producers.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do question myself and go, what the hell am I doing watching this? You know, and when I've watched all 5,000 hours of it, I will go,
what a waste.
Yeah, and I'll probably hate myself a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the antics and the...
It's like...
It's the emotion, it's the behaviour. It is like anthropology.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, well, let's call it that. It makes it sound more highbrow. But so that's those two. Then the main big players are...
Ron,
whose head was just on a swivel stick.
He really annoyed me.
Yeah, yeah. He's just spineless.
So I have a question for you, right? So I was thinking about this with Ron, right? So
I
kind
of like him, but I think he's an idiot.
I know. But I was the same as you. And then I was like, but like, it is a game. Or it is a... Like, they are in there to... Like, so in the context of real life, if he did that where he was like, I really like you, but I want to see if there's anything better out there, which is essentially what he did.
Yeah.
That's just...
That's a different playing field.
Yeah, but in Love Island, aren't they supposed to do
that? Yes, no, and I totally agree with you, actually, because I'm going to come on to Tom and the judgment of him online at the moment. But you're right, and I think, actually, if a girl was doing it, they'd be going, oh, fair play to her, keeping her options open.
Because Tanya did it at the start. Do you remember? She was not committing to Shaq.
Oh, yeah. I still don't think she's into Shaq.
Do you not?
No.
She's shacked up with Shaq.
Yeah.
I've been dying to say that all week.
Shacking.
She took him to the Love Shack.
Yeah, she did.
And a burp as well.
Yeah, hello.
Why didn't Ian Sterling pick up on that Love Shack joke?
I'm sure he has.
He hasn't, no? Claire. No. It's an original.
You can copyright it to him. He can pay you. But
if
yes,
anyone
right.
with who's very sensitive, like with, you know, like misophonia is a thing. What if any of the listeners?
I have misophonia.
What if anyone's listening to that and they're hearing her suckling and burping?
She can't help it. She can't help it. Honest to God, my husband will tell you. Like, he had his nasal septum corrected there recently, for sleep apnea, but it's still all really swollen at the moment.
Oh.
Oh my God! And the noise of him eating.
Because
he doesn't eat with his mouth open or anything like that. Yeah. They would actually have had to kill him at this stage if he did that. But he's breathing really heavily through his nose. He's not. It's just that it's so turbulent.
Yeah. And would we not say that he can't help that?
I could go to a different room.
Anyway.
It's awful. I know it's my problem.
Yeah.
I know it's not his problem.
No.
But it's like, it drives me like
I know. Well,
edge.
That stuff is hard. Yeah. Apologies to anyone anyway with any aversions to, you know, baby bodily functions.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So anyway.
You don't think she's into Shaq, okay?
Well, but also, yes, you're right about Tom. What I didn't like about him was that he said to her, I'm going to go over and tell...
I know. That was a bad move.
Who was he talking to?
Ellie.
Me? Ellie. That, you know, I'm closing it down. I'm not interested. And he did exactly the opposite.
I know.
She's doing me farts here.
Could you not fart shame my daughter on this podcast? Claire, could we tell them that you were doing it? Are you using her to cover up? Oh, Bavin.
So, that's him. But Tom, what do you make of Tom?
Oh, I think he's handsome.
Is like Isla said to me, Mum, even if I knew he was using me, I'd probably just like go for it.
Like, use me up.
Anyone who could look into my soul like that. I said, but he's not looking into their soul, he's only making them believe that he's looking into their soul. He's so like the eye contact. He is gorgeous though, isn't he?
He's a hottie.
Yeah.
But he's a baddie.
He's but like you're saying, he's playing the game.
Well, I know, but you can tell he's what he's like in real life as
well. Yeah,
What do they call them? An F-boy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a total F-boy.
Oh, he's a total F-boy. Block your ears, Bavin.
Yeah. No, let's start teaching you.
I don't think I'm cool enough to say, oh, I'll take it. No. Oh, God. So, okay, so Tom is obviously who... No, not Tom. Yeah. What's his name? Ron. Oh, sorry, you fancy Tom.
Oh, you don't fancy Tom?
I was talking about Ron.
Oh, yeah, no, but Tom's very handsome.
Sorry, I don't fancy Tom at all. I'd like to step back from anything that maybe said that I did. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I do find him very attractive.
So do you fancy Ron at all?
Oh, yeah. No, Ron's very cute as well. But...
How are the two of us here, mothers of two, talking about who we fancy in Love Island? We're about 23.
The only thing I don't like about Tom is the Botox in his head.
Oh, I know. And I think he might have... What's that thing that the... not laminated, but the...
The brows?
Yeah, I think he might have like...
Laminated.
It's not laminated, but the tattooed on ones, does he?
Oh, does he?
So Tom. He's currently coupled up with Crazy Zara. Is that really awful to say Crazy Zara?
Oh, no, it's not awful. She's...
Very anti-feminist, is it?
No, do you know what?
I'm terrified to say anything these days.
Yeah, but do you know what? I have decided that 2023 for me is going to be the year where I'm not going to... edit every single
Jesus,
thing that I say.
This is not good news for the podcast.
But you know what? We have to have thoughts. And they're just opinions.
Yeah.
They're not. And she is.
It's not a diagnosis here.
No, it's not a diagnosis. We're not doctors. We're not.
Okay.
But she is a bit cuckoo.
God, she's just very intense. Oh,
yeah,
snap.
Very intense. And not a girl's girl. Like, there are no girls rallying around her. Like,
yeah, I didn't notice that, but yeah. So herself and Liv, obviously, let's talk a bit about that. Beef.
So they appeared in a music video together.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this?
They knew each other. I know too much about
Daily
this.
Mail.
Yeah. No, no, don't read the Daily Mail. All through Instagram. But they appeared in a music, and After Sun. I did watch After Sun because I wanted to see Maya Jama. Because I think she's so beautiful.
Jesus. Isn't she something else?
She's she's fabulous though, isn't she?
Yeah, she's not been in it much recently, has she?
But I wonder will they bring her in a little bit more because she's so good.
Well, they had her like...
I think she's in the villa tonight.
Oh, I've forgotten.
What does that usually mean?
Someone's going home.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But, sorry, go back to... So you love...
No, I don't. Tom.
No, what's the girl's name? Tanielle.
Tanielle. Yeah. I'm really liking Tanielle, and I did put up on Instagram that Will was my favourite contestant ever.
Saw that.
But he is irritating me a bit.
Go on. Do you think he's putting it on?
Oh, he's just a bit OTT, but I think he is OTT in reality.
Do you believe their little...
No.
No. Yeah, I knew you would.
No.
Do you think she's wanting to be popular by the public?
Totally.
She
knows
very
that'll
good
keep
looking.
Her in.
Yeah.
That'll keep her in to the end if she stays with him.
Stop.
But that's what I was saying to Isla. Like, and Isla was saying to me as well, how could you kiss someone that you weren't into? Yeah. Do you believe it?
The relationship?
Yeah.
The interest?
I think she's good at it.
Yeah, I hope it. Yeah, I know. Is it very cynical? But I probably don't, to be honest.
No.
No. I don't like the other guy, the Australian guy.
Oh,
he's not getting much airtime either.
No, I thought he'd gone home. So Tyler, has he gone home? She said, no, he's still there.
Yeah.
He's boring. Aaron.
Is that his name?
Aaron.
Do you like Ron and Lana? I meant to ask you that.
I do.
Yeah, I think she's gorgeous. And
I think she seems like a lovely person.
Yeah. What do you think about Olivia? I thought she was a bit like...
She's a bit intense as
well. I thought she was a bit out of order to Zara,
mm-hmm.
who we've completely slated
mm-hmm.
as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, their first exchange where... I don't know, Liv was just really catty. It
mm-hmm.
was weird.
But that's because they had something. There was something going on between them before they came in.
Oh, sorry, that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah. I don't know what exactly, but something.
Beef.
They knew each other. Yeah.
Shade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I can't really make up my mind about Olivia, but she seems to be very, very well liked by the girls, which is always a nice sign.
Yeah. Does she remind you of any other celebrity?
Isla says she reminds her of a brunette Molly May. But
oh, no, I don't see that.
No.
Jessie J.
She's
the image of Jessie J.
She's a bit like Jessie J, actually.
Yeah.
So, the new girl who came in.
Ellie?
No.
When did this new... See, I think maybe the end of Friday nights that I missed.
So the end of Friday night. Oh, God, it was so good. So I'll get you... Do you want me to get you up to speed?
Do you know what? Do? No, because I'll go straight... I'll probably watch it, but fill me in anyway.
So...
They were playing Truth and Dare by the fire pit.
That was Friday night.
Yeah.
So when you... So Sunday night. Oh, there's another
episode. Then don't tell me.
Okay.
Yeah, don't tell me. I'll watch Sunday night.
I'll tell you what happened at the end of Friday night.
Yes.
Zara got annoyed because Tom had to pick... which three elements of each girl's face, body, personality would make up the perfect girl.
And who did he pick?
He picked Olivia for the face.
Yeah.
He picked Zara for the body.
Yeah.
And Lana for the personality.
Oh, God.
And Zara took great exception to it. I can understand that a little bit. And anyway, they've called it a day.
Stop it.
Yep.
I wasn't surprised. He was trying to get out of that anyway.
I think so.
Because he likes... Who does he like? He likes Olivia a bit, but there was someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Ellie,
yes.
Last night was really good. Oh,
sure they, the last got, night they got ended together,
on a,
obviously.
On a bit of a cliffhanger.
A smooch.
No comment. No comment.
Say no more. So we're loving it, basically.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally into it again.
Me too.
But I said it. This is the first time I've watched the winter one.
Oh, really? I think I've watched the last one
as
well.
I haven't. And like, it's a lot of hours.
I know, it's a big commitment. And but then I am just sitting here breastfeeding, so...
Well, I think I'll just come down to your house and chill out
we
here.
Have to breastfeed. we can't help it.
We have to breastfeed
yes.
to the background of Love Island.
Well, you burp and I breastfeed.
Okay.
Have you watched Series 3 of Emily in Paris?
Yes.
Me too. I watched it actually in the hospital. because I was in...
Well, it's so easy.
So easy.
Is it about it that's so addictive?
It's a combination of things, isn't it? It's the clothes, it's the fact that it's Paris.
It's the interiors.
Because it's not great.
Well, it's awful.
Yeah.
And actually, a good friend of mine who's such a bright girl, I actually couldn't imagine her watching Emily in Paris. And she says she binged it.
I know.
It's the interiors, you know, for me.
It's the hot chef.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. Although... his acting's a bit dubious.
Oh, listen, across the board, there's no one really amazing. I like Sylvia.
I love Sylvie. And Sylvie's wardrobe this year was phenomenal. Yeah, wasn't
loved it?
She had a couple of dresses. You know when they hosted the thing down at her ex's...
Chateau.
She was wearing something beautiful at that.
Oh, yeah, she's fab.
It was, amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, totally binged it. And that was a bit of a twist at the end. I'll not spoil it for anyone.
Anything else you caught your eye?
Well, do you know what else I'm watching? And I just held my breath through it the whole way through it last night.
What?
Happy Valley.
I literally, that was the next thing on it. So I've only watched 2 episodes. I'm way behind.
Have you them recorded?
Yes.
Yeah, just keep... Oh,
it's fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
So for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's a BBC one is the only problem, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a pity, isn't it? Because it's very hard to get if you don't get it straight away. And it's series 3,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the last one.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, have they all aired?
No. Next week is the last week.
And how many are there in total?
6, I think.
Okay, so I've only seen 2. So you're up to 5.
I literally held my breath all through. Oh, my God, I can't bear it. I can't bear it.
Okay.
And Sarah Lancaster is just phenomenal, isn't she?
And the sister as well. Siobhan
Finneran is amazing. Like, they don't even look like they're acting.
No.
Sure they don't.
No, they're brilliant. I love it.
The only thing I would say is, and I love him, I think he's a fantastic actor, the guy who plays Tommy Lee Roy, is it Tommy Lee Roy?
Yeah, Royce.
He's nearly too good looking to be a thug. He's so good looking.
Yeah, it doesn't put me off.
No.
I hate this long hair though.
Yeah, well, he has a cut now.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
But he's so
handsome.
I'll
keep watching.
Did you watch him? He was in this Russian thing.
Are we off a Leary?
Oh, I went out with 2 women on Saturday night and we're the 3 of us were Leary.
Well, if this was 2 men doing a podcast about Love Island, they were like...
I know.
Ah, look, whatever it is, it is what it is.
Unedited me, unedited you.
Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, if you haven't watched it, I feel bad for you.
Yeah. Did you watch Treason?
No.
Oh, you have to watch Treason.
What's that on?
Netflix.
I'm way off. I'm way out of the link. Am I off the loop? Out of the loop.
Watch Treason.
Okay.
That's a good one for you.
Oh, I love, I'm going to write that down.
That's like an MI6 Russian British drama.
Okay. Oh, you spoke about this, did you?
I only discovered it a few weeks ago and Roger and I binged it back to back. I think there were only about 4 episodes maybe. Okay. Really good.
I'm going to watch that. I was going to mention a really nice light show. So every Friday on Channel 4 at 9 o'clock, John and Lucy's Odd Couple. Do you watch that at all?
No, but I know you mentioned them before and I love the pair.
I know, yeah, it's good. It's good. Friday night telly, glass of wine.
So is that Gogglebox is off then, the minute, is it?
It must be, yeah, that's the time slot, you're right.
Yeah.
But that's worth a watch if you're looking for something light and funny.
I must tune into that on Friday night, actually.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is, are you a Room to Improve gal?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll never not be.
Missed it on Sunday night, actually. I haven't seen last night. Did you see last
no,
night?
No, I haven't recorded as well.
Yeah, me too.
I loved last week's.
Because it did the follow-up of the...
Well, not only... You're right. They had done the children's... They had done the house...
Yes.
But I loved that it was... I don't know. I just thought it was different to any other Room to Improve. And I think it's... They're just more achievable designs, or they're more...
Yeah, and the budget as well. Like, I think that... Did they put that house up for, like, do it for 250?
I think it was under 300 anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's been a few of those in this series. Mm. And it kind of just feels like they're reading the room a small bit in terms
yes.
of...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's still a lot of money, but it's not. We're not watching massive spends.
No, absolutely.
I just love it. I just think it's real. What's that phrase... When everybody's watching something, you know, appointment viewing, isn't it? It's just lovely to sit down and, you know, we'd be chatting to my parents or Craig's parents afterwards, and it's just common ground that you can chat about with any generation.
Totally.
Do you watch The Irish Dancing? I haven't gotten into it.
I haven't watched it in the past. I'm kind of dipping in and out of this one a wee bit.
I follow on Instagram the stylist, Fiona Fagan,
I think
is her name.
Me too.
God, the clothes.
Amazing.
And the girls fab.
Of course, like I follow her as well, and she put up her outfit the other night. She was wearing these like silver cowboy boots. And of course then I wanted them. They're in Zara at the moment.
Okay.
I was going, where am I going to wear
I bought a pair of silver trousers last week.
Did you?
I did.
Which ones?
I bought them on ASOS.
Oh God, they're all over the place at the minute. I love them.
They're having a moment.
Yeah, but I just don't think I'd suit them. But
you can try on mine if you want. They're fab.
Bet you wouldn't get into them.
You can try.
Oh my God, oh, they're so nice.
They're so cool.
Maj have a lovely pair. And River Island had a nice pair.
Oh, do they?
Mm.
I'll show you mine, they're cool.
But just lovely with a cool knit.
I know. My sister-in-law thinks I'm nuts. She calls them my space pants, which I really resent.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I think they're cool.
So she's really good. She used to be Caroline Flack's stylist.
Yes, I see her posting her a lot.
Yeah.
Should we talk about what's coming up?
Yes. What is coming up?
Okay, I have a little. She says.
Oh, actually, when you're looking that up, have you been watching First Dates this year?
I haven't, would you believe? I love First Dates.
I love the Irish one. I just think they get it so right. Did you hear the kind of the sort of semi announcement today that Davina is going to host the Love Island for middle aged people?
There's a Love Island for me.
It's going to be a Love Island. It's
what's middle-aged?
Well, like anything, I think, from your like 40s,
Stop
I think,
it.
up to your 60s. And it's going to, I think it's something called something like Romance Retreat. And Davina's going to host it.
Stop it.
I think it'll be amazing. I know a couple of people I'll be asking to go into it.
There's your baby. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's gas. Okay, here's a few things that are on this week that caught my eye. Now, this was a very brief glance, and I'm sure there's much more out there, but I was trying to juggle. I'm very busy.
What did you watch? What is your mommy watching all day?
Oh, God. I went for a walk today, would you believe? Okay, so Sort Out Your Life with Stacey Solomon, which I've never watched, and I really want to watch myself.
I have watched an episode of it.
It's meant to be really good.
Really good. She's really likeable, and she's really into crafts.
That's what I've heard. Into crafts?
Crafts. Like, she's... She's
oh,
really
she is. Should I follow her on Instagram? But that's Wednesday at 9 o'clock on BBC One.
Okay.
And I'm going to check it out. It's actually the second series. It's the second episode of it. They're hour longs, but I've only heard great things.
Yeah,
so that's one
to watch.
I watched
an episode she was preparing for Christmas, and I was really impressed. Yeah, so there's a new programme actually on Monday nights, but it's RTE, so you'll be able to get it. It's Up Front with Katie Hannon. So it's a current affairs series. So that's coming up. So on Tuesday night, and we'll put up an Instagram reminder of this, Emily Atack has a documentary out called Asking For It. She's had a lot of abuse online.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, from men, I think, mainly.
So she was in the in-betweeners, wasn't she? Yeah. And she did The Jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we know her.
Really likeable girl, actually. And anyway, this is a documentary about that, about misogyny and graphic, despicable suggestions, phone messages that she receives. Yeah.
Okay. What channel?
It'll be a hard enough watch. So that's on BBC Two on Tuesday at 9, but we'll put up a reminder about that on Instagram. Do you know what's coming back this week? This Servant. Did you watch that the first time around on Apple? With the guy Rupert Grinch out of Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, no.
The first series was fabulous. The second series went a bit crazy, but sometimes, you know, that happens, then it comes back good. So I will watch that, actually. Okay. That's Apple Plus.
Apple TV?
Yeah. The other thing that was recommended to me, and I've watched one episode and it was really good. Mm. You probably have heard of it. It's on Apple.
Go on.
As well. Blackbird.
No.
So the premise is that it's this really kind of playboy drug dealer who's busted by the FBI or whatever, goes to prison, but they offer him a deal.
Mm.
What they want him to do is get friendly with a inside serial killer, and then they want him to find out where he's buried the bodies.
Okay.
And he doesn't take the deal initially, but then he finds out that his father is dying. And so he said, thinks it's a good way for him to get out and see him. And his father's played by Ray Liotta, you know, who died there at the end of last year.
Year.
So he's in it. But it's really good. It's Taron Egerton, you know, who played him. So that's a good watch.
Okay.
And if you can get into, if any of you haven't started Yellowstone, watch it.
That seems to be the pick of the week.
It's so good. Like, it's definitely Sopranos / Succession.
/ Yogi Bear.
/ high fashion.
Oh.
But just really good fashion.
You've sold it to me.
Yeah.
I have something to recommend to you that you watch. Okay. But I actually also need to watch it.
Oh.
I know Craig has started it.
Oh.
And it's called The Last of Us.
Have you heard about this.
Yeah. So it's an American.
That's Netflix. Is it?
It's not. It's HBO. So Sky Atlantic.
Okay.
So it's an American post-apocalyptic drama television series, which is based on a 2013 video game.
That's not the one with.
I have no further information. No further information.
Okay.
That's the best I can do.
Okay, great.
But I'm going to watch it this week, and I was thinking you could as well.
Yeah, I'll watch it this week too.
Happy to do so.
Brilliant. Yeah. Yeah,
lovely to see it.
Can't believe we're back.
Apologies for all the burps and farts.
Oh,
and that was just Claire.
You were going to say that. Okay, I'll come back next week.
I could not do it.
I know. Okay.
Lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, you
and
too.
Chat to you next week.
Yeah.
And hopefully there'll be a little less background noise.
No.
They probably won't.
No, they'll be lovely.
Chat to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya, bye.